that our last item for today? Enforcement report?
That's item 15. Dr. Wolf is here. I don't know if you want to wait till tomorrow for...
I have to leave at 4:00 to 6:00. I got another board meeting.
Okay.
You wait till tomorrow for Dr. Wolf?
Yeah. Harry said you wait till tomorrow.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
So let's do the enforcement report.
Okay. Item 15 is a written report subject to your questions.
Just a suggestion.
I did have one addition.
Go ahead.
Sorry for jumping in there. On page 3 at the table, there are two entries for the city of Guadalupe, and actually those two entries are part of a worse pattern, and we did take enforcement action just in the last this week and issued a cleanup or abatement order to address those violations. So that's a little bit of an update on that one.
Okay.
I think that's all I wanted to mention.
And the bottom of page 1, question for you. This has to do with the city of Arroyo Grande. Let's see. Water Board staff made it clear to the city that this junction should be upgraded to allow complete cleaning, and that we would view the city as having increased culpability if a future spill were to occur at this spot. Was this the first time that they had a problem at that junction?
If I recall correctly, by the way, this is one where we had separation of functions, so I was not involved in the prosecution side of it. But if I recall correctly, when Harvey Packard brought this forward, and I asked the same question, it seemed to me they had a minor spill previously, and they didn't put two and two together in terms of the problem that they had, because they did clean it out. They thought they solved the problem. And it wasn't until this larger spill that they realized that they weren't accessing the junction properly to clean it out. Michael actually issued the administrative civil liability.
Yes.
Do you have more information on that?
No, just the same. That they had problems in that area before with blockages, and they thought that they were cleaning them out. And when this larger spill occurred, they realized that they weren't doing a good enough job.
And that they need to replace it.
Yes.
Do we keep track of things like this with spills? In other words, do we keep track that this particular section has caused a spill in the past historically, and that the discharger seems to be not on top of a particular section?
Yes.
I think that's part of the compliance history that the staff would typically take a look at and see if that is a problem by looking at our records.
Yes, an area engineer would be aware of it, and there would be records of it, usually records of it in the files.
Yeah. Because this is the first time, other than the city of Santa Barbara's problem, where there was, a reduction in pipe that was allowing a backup of sewage, repeatedly. This was the Laguna Street area. This is the only other time I've seen a particular section of sewage collection line that has been identified as susceptible to repeated blockages. As opposed to just a general concern that you got to clean out or inspect every year, every other year.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Well, I doubt it's the only other problem in the region, but...
No, but this is the only other time I've seen
something
specific like this. And
I'm saying I don't think that means it's the only other problem in the region, just because it's the only time you've seen it.
Yeah.
But I think it's part of constant upgrading of systems, whether it's by cleaning the systems, videotaping the systems, or in this case, seeing that they've got a weak spot and actually replacing the infrastructure.
Have we told anyone else, any other discharger, something similar to this, that as to a specific spot in their collection system, that we would consider them having increased culpability if there was a repeat problem?
I don't know. I can't think of anything offhand. I know with the city of Monterey, we had issues with increased root intrusion that was exacerbated by the drought. So the tree roots were seeking out the water in the sewers more, and so that required additional effort on their part to clean those out. There may have been instances where we've had weak spots like this before. Right, Pacific Grove with the grease traps. Many years ago, the Aptos trunk line was problematic, and they ended up realigning that because of repeated failures.
Okay.
Can I ask a quick question on the SEPs? I just want to be clear that the proposed projects, City Hall parking lot bioswale and the drainage filtration project, are those related to redevelopment in the city, and would those have been required in some manner, given that these things are not in place? And I know the city hall has been undergoing some retrofitting and some other construction going on in that area. I'm just curious that these are things that they're undertaking apart and above from what they're required to do.
Yeah, I asked the same question because it wouldn't be a valid supplemental environmental project if it wasn't truly supplemental. And these were discretionary on the part of the city, given that they're existing facilities.
They're existing.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other board comments? So we will end today's session and reconvene tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Correct.
Thank you.